We have a man of God who is here to meet us today. We have our brother Evangelist Terrible. With a hand clap to the Lord, let's usher him to the front.
The clap is not strong enough. Some people are saying, "This one, oh, don't come again." Hallelujah! You don't come again, oh, with big talk. Hallelujah! Father, we glorify you. We exalt you today. Hallelujah. Quicken us by your spirit. Lift us up by your spirit. Hallelujah. Like the psalmist says, my soul cleaveth to the dust. Quicken me, O God. Quicken me, O God. Cause me to arise out of the miry clay. Set my feet upon the rock. Hallelujah. Set my feet upon the rock where I can hear your loving kindness. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank God for the wonderful work he's doing in our midst. The beauty of God's work is about to be revealed in we who are called out by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are called unto glory. The Bible says, the world waited for the manifestation of what? The sons of God. That is the hope of creation. All the groaning, all the pain, all the anxieties, all, you know, can be resolved only by the manifestation or the unveiling of the sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These sons of God all appear as Christ. In the image of Christ. Hallelujah. Each one with his feet, you know, upon Mount Zion, speaking forth, you know, the glad tidings of the kingdom. Hallelujah. And saying to the nations of the earth, behold your God. Hallelujah. Today we're going to talk about two men that exist in the sight of God. The sight of God, there exist only two men. Amen. So either you are living from one or you are living from the other. And how your life goes, you know, depends on the man that you are living from. The Bible refers to the first man, or rather the lower man as who? Adam. And the Bible refers to the second man as the second Adam, who is what?
Jesus
Christ from heaven. Hallelujah. So we have two personalities. We can either be living from one or the other. Amen. And you will discover now that the problem that every man has had today, which is actually death, originated from the Adam, that is the Adam of the earth. If you turn quickly to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, are we there? For since by man came death. 21. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 21. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Amen. So we're beginning to understand the issues of death and life depends on which man you live after. Amen. In Adam we all what? Died. Meaning that we have all put on the image, or rather we have followed after the way of Adam, willingly, unwillingly, ignorantly. And that is why we've all lived in death. Of course we realize that death is not the thing that we see in the world today when people are put in the cemetery. Therefore, that is not the true definition of death in the eyes of God. Amen? Death is a spiritual phenomenon, it's a spiritual concept. You see, that occurs in people when they lose all consciousness of themselves and their part in the Almighty God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The moment Adam started to feel a contrast between him and God. Amen. The moment Adam started to want to be separated from God, he was driven out of the presence of God. That is, he was cast out into death. Amen.
Amen.
Dust you are, dust you return to, is a spiritual term for lowering. You know what they do when they bury somebody? They say dust to dust, you know. It's actually talks about the lowering, you know, of man into that state of death. And that is what is happening today everywhere you go. See, people walking around with all kind of glamour and glitz outside, but what you are just seeing is coffins. See, you are seeing walking coffins. You are seeing what they call mummies or zombies. Is it zombies? You are seeing zombies walking around the world. Amen. We're talking from the rich to the poor. Amen. To the wealthy and everything. All you just see outward is just outward show. But inwardly, you are looking at people who are dead. Dead in their sins and trespasses. Dead in the sins and trespasses of Adam. Amen. Hallelujah. When Adam moved in glory, the Bible says that he was what? Situated in the paradise of God, which is the Garden of Eden. Amen.
Amen.
It's a spiritual state. He's not somewhere in the Middle East. Amen. He talks of the blossoming state of Adam in his soul. When he walked in glory. And that thing, that, you know, his soul could blossom in that manner only because he was walking in constant fellowship with what? With God. Amen. He was encompassed in God. Adam did not have a personality of his own. He did not have an identity of his own. Amen.
Amen.
There was no such thing as this is Adam, this is God. Adam did not exist until he transgressed by receiving of the wisdom of this age. You see, the wisdom of this, of man, wisdom of the outer darkness of this world. Amen. That's represented by the serpent. Amen. People don't realize that the serpent is simply the spirit of man. Amen. It's the spirit of carnality. When you see serpents, you know, crawling on the floor, you're talking, God is using all these things, allegories, to express spiritual things to us. He talks of the spirit of carnality. Amen. And that is the spirit that works in men. Amen. So that men begin to walk like creeping creatures, like beasts upon the earth. Amen. Have you seen animals in the animal kingdom? At times it's difficult to differentiate between men and animals in the animal kingdom. Because man has been lowered into that state where he lives by natural instincts. You know, that urge to survive, amen. That selfish urge towards self, knowledge of self and all that kind of stuff. With no knowledge of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So it is the wisdom of the spirit of man. Hallelujah. That's why Paul says that carnality means what? Death. Amen. To be carnally minded is what? Is death. Brethren, whether you like it or not, the mind, the carnal mind of a man is the serpent. Amen.
Amen.
That's why Jesus Christ will turn to the people and say, offspring of what? Vipers, serpents. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are people who are carnal of the earth, terrestrial. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And there's no way a man in this state can please God. Amen. How many of us have tried many times to be good? Have we succeeded?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
After preaching a very beautiful sermon, you go over and the next thing is abuses that come out of your mouth. Bitterness and anger. You've tried all you can to be good, but you cannot what? Be good. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. a man with the serpentine, that is with the mark of the beast, the characteristics of beast, mark it, the mark of the beast, like I said, these are spiritual concepts. Every man has that imprint of the mark of the beast. It talks of the characteristics, the nature of the serpent. Amen. The serpent was that beast in the beginning. Amen. The most subtle of the beast, that if you look at it carefully, amen. When you look at it in the book of Revelation, it says that the serpent, the beast, is that same old serpent, that dragon, that devil, which is Satan. They are all one. Amen. And that is the mark with which men are marked with. Amen. Whether we like it or not, as long as we walk as Adam in his transgression, we walk as children of what? Of the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. We walk as children of disobedience. Amen. Hallelujah. Children with the characteristics of the devil. Amen. That's why you have jealousy, lack of respect, lack of compassion, lack of recognition, lack of love. Amen. And even though you try, it's very difficult, isn't it? You somehow have a nature that is infinitely separate from that of God. Is it a nature that is somehow contrary to that of God? You try to be good, but you cannot be good. Amen. You try to forgive, but you cannot forgive. Hallelujah. Amen. And I tell you, God does not drive anybody away from his presence. It is your conscience that does what? Drives you away from God's presence. Jesus Christ said, that thing that comes out of you is the thing that does what? Defiles you. That thing that comes out of men, he said men. You see, that thing that comes out of mortal men is the thing that comes out of your heart. Amen. Your jealousies, your lusts, your ambition, your greed, all these things what? Defile your conscience so that you cannot approach God. So that you cannot say, Father, good morning. So that you cannot say, Father, I want this, I want that. You have to go about scheming. Amen? Amen. Scheming and playing tricks and doing all these things because you are on your own. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 The moment Adam transgressed, he lost his license to say, Abba, Father. Amen. His mind was darkened so that he lost all knowledge of God and his kingdom. Amen. And that is the way we are in this world today. Most people are out there not knowing who they are. Amen. Most people are out there not knowing the substance they are made of. Most people are out there in the world with a very wrong concept of what God the Father is. Amen. Some people are viewing God as somebody sitting in a chair somewhere in the sky. Amen. Some people feel that to meet God, maybe they have to die and go to heaven somewhere in the sky. You see, but thank God for the Spirit. Amen. Because now the Spirit of God is illuminating us and giving us understanding so that we can go back to truly enjoying the glory of God. Hallelujah. In Adam all died. Amen. We have suffered all these things today because of the deadened state. Amen. Hallelujah. We have suffered all these things today because we were dead in our sins and trespasses. We were living on the earth in a carnal, what? In a carnally minded fashion. Hallelujah. Amen. I looked at myself and identified myself from the outward. Amen. Amen. Not knowing something that was inside of me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But thank God that in Christ all shall be made alive. Everyone after his own order. All shall be made alive in Christ. Inasmuch as we all died in what? Adam, we shall be made alive in Christ. Amen. And to be made alive in Christ is to going back, it means going back to enjoying the fullness of God's glory. It's not something that occurs when you die and go to heaven. Amen. It's something that is available right now if you have the revelation. Hallelujah. If you can hear the voice of the trumpet, this whole thing is available right now. Hallelujah. Brethren, when I say right now, I mean right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. These things are available right now, and the door is open for anyone who can understand this mystery. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you go down to verse 47, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 47, we're talking here again about the two men. You see, the trumpet is sounding, the bell is ringing. But the dead can't hear it, you know that? Only those who are alive. Hallelujah. Now, verse 47. The first man is of the earth, Effie. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the Effie, such are they that are Effie, and as is the heavenly, such are they that are what? Heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the what? Are you listening? Are these my words?
No.
No. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. There are two men. There is one man that is what? Effie, of the earth, of the dust. That is Adam in his transgressed state. And there is a second man, which is heavenly, which is a spiritual being, which is the Lord himself. We have borne the image of the earthly, which is the Adamic image of flesh and blood. We shall also what? Bear the image of what? The heavenly, which is the image of who? The Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. No wonder it says that no one cometh to the Father except by me. What he's saying here is that we have to put on that image. Amen. The way he is the way we are. Amen. Some people are still waiting to see Jesus and to hug him and to tell him how much they miss him. Hallelujah. They will be very disappointed. That's why it's good to be humble, to listen. Yeah? Hallelujah. The truth is not held in high, high places. Hallelujah. The Lord is in the habit of sending fools, babies, to reveal the truth. Hallelujah. Because what the Lord is revealing to us here now is that Jesus, as a man, has finished his own ministry. Hallelujah. And that thing has been passed over to who? The church, which is the body. Hallelujah. If you see the body, you see who? Hallelujah. If I see the body of let's hide his face. If I see his body, who am I seeing? I'm talking literally now. If I hide your face and I look at your boy, I see it's kind of there. Yes. But people don't, they read these things and they just read these things like that for that sake. People are not recognizing the Lord's body. People are not recognizing that we are the Lord's body. We have borne the image of the earthly. We shall also bear the image of the heavenly. This is the hope of our calling. Hallelujah. It is only as we bear the image of the heavenly that we can be set loose from the sinful nature, the corrupt nature. Amen. It is only then that we can be set free from the power of sin and death. Hallelujah. Amen. It is written that some people will not taste death. Some people are going to walk in the perfection of Christ upon the earth. There are people like Noah, like Enoch, those who did not even have the message that we have today. These people, they did not taste that. How much are we who have the word of God? Oh, hallelujah. Jesus Christ, I tell you the truth, some of you standing here will not taste that. Amen. He's talking about those who come to the place where they stand upon Mount Zion with him. Amen. Many people just confess these things. They have not yet attained to this place. Do you know that? Hallelujah. Yeah. But God is revealing this thing to us now so that we can understand. So that when things begin to happen, everybody will know Because the Lord will first of all normally intimate the nations. He will normally sound the trumpet for everybody to hear. Amen. So that those who can discern will follow on to know the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we are going to put on the image of the heavenly, which is the image of Christ. That is the where our salvation comes to. Amen. Because in Christ we are what? Complete. Amen. In Christ we have access to who? In his presence is what? You have the streams of what? Hallelujah. Where did you see the streams in the beginning, in Genesis? In the Garden of Eden. Garden of pleasure. These are things that occur within you. These are things that you experience within you. Jesus Christ, out of your belly will flow what? Rivers of living water. Not somewhere in Jerusalem, not somewhere in the sky. Some people have been dreaming how they'll carry bucket in the morning to go and fetch water from the stream of life. In heaven. You'll be disappointed. It's in you. Amen. These are things that you attend to consciously. Hallelujah. Jesus walked in a different realm than most men ever walked. He walked in what they call perfect victory day by day. Hallelujah. The only problem Jesus Christ had was contradiction from men. Because men who do not have this revelation you have will always laugh at you. Men who do not have this revelation you have will always persecute you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Men who do not have this revelation of you will scoff at you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's why Jesus Christ always says that you will have, those who have followed me will inherit eternal life and persecutions. You will inherit persecution because they don't understand. They can't see what you are seeing. They don't have the revelation that you have. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 You see, they are looking for a natural something, a kingdom that comes with observation. Not knowing that the kingdom of God is where? Within. They don't know the kingdom of God is a spiritual concept. And the more you preach these things, the more they argue with you. They don't want to hear. Amen. Amen. So they will wait on for the kingdom. For the outer kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are going to put on the image of the heavenly, which is Christ. And the image of the heavenly Christ is what ushers us into heaven. Jesus Christ says what? Nobody has been to heaven except who? Who is where?
In heaven.
Do you know you can be here on earth with a physical body and walking in the reality of heaven? In God's presence. Hallelujah. So that when the waves of the sea, when things are looking rough here on earth, nothing can what? Touch your peace. This was what Jesus Christ was demonstrating. When he was sleeping upon the what? When he was sleeping in the boat. This was what he was demonstrating when he was walking upon the waters. Amen. This was what he was demonstrating when he walked through the people that came, the people that tried to catch you, he walked through them. This is what was demonstrating when, you know, when they came to arrest Jesus initially. Yes. When he looked at them and told them, it is I, you know, they all fell. Mm. He was demonstrating that, look, I give my life willingly. Oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This was what Jesus Christ was demonstrating when he multiplied 5 loaves of bread. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not something that he goes about doing every day. Amen. Amen. But it's just a demonstration that his sufficiency is the Lord. And the Lord has not left him. He lived in the conscious reality of the presence and the love of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And this is what salvation and security is all about. Amen?
Amen.
This is what salvation and security is all about. To be reunited in the knowledge of God. Amen?
Amen.
Where you can say, I and the Father
are.
Amen? I and the Father are.
One.
Brethren, let us say it. I and the Father are.
One.
Amen. If you cannot say this thing convincingly, amen, that means you are still waiting for the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Because there's a time when you come to this reality. This is when you know you are saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this is the work of God. Amen. A man of flesh and blood of the earth cannot see the kingdom of God. You must be transformed. Amen. You must be conformed to the image of Christ. This is our calling. We are called to be conformed to what?
Hallelujah.
We are not earthly beings. Amen. We are not of the earth. We do not have an earthly identity. Hallelujah. We are spiritual beings. We are celestial beings. Hallelujah. Amen. Mind how you hear these things. Mind how you hear these mysteries. Because to him that has, more will be given to him, and he will have an abundance. Amen. Because the man of the spirit, which is Christ, inherits all things. Amen. He's blessed richly with every spiritual blessing in God, in heavenly places in God. Amen. But the man of the earth, amen, who thinks he has, the little he has, will be what? Will be taken away. Anything you think you have as a man, amen, anything you think you have as a man in your carnality, will be what?
Taken away from you.
That is why we have to mind how we hear. Amen. Hearing is hearing the truth. Because the truth does what? It sets us free from the corruptible nature. It sets us free from the lie. It sets us free from the illusion of our mortal identities. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So this thing occurs. Somebody says, but how can we be changed? Isn't it a mystery? How can we be changed? Isn't it? Is it possible? How can a man be changed? Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it the same question Nicodemus asked Jesus? But how can a man be born again? How can a man enter the womb of the man and come out again? That this is how? Jesus Christ said like that you must what? Born again. Amen. Flesh and blood cannot what? See. You can't see it. You talk like an entry. You cannot even perceive it. Because if the man of the earth, his mind is fixed on what? On this, what he can see. Isn't it what he can touch? Amen. His mind is fixed on how we go to heaven and eat, you know, eat pizza in heaven. And eat big chickens, you know, and have parties, you know, and all night, you know, with the lamb. Amen. They don't understand that these are spiritual concepts. So they cannot see the kingdom. They cannot understand the things of the kingdom of God. Amen. Do you know even the prophets of old did not understand what the kingdom of God was all about? That's why Jesus Christ said, blessed are your ears for they hear and your eyes that they see. Because even the prophets of old, they sought to understand this, but they couldn't. Amen.
Amen.
They didn't have the understanding of the fact that the kingdom of God is within. They didn't understand the fact that they could attain to it consciously and to walk in the perfection that God is talking about consciously. Amen. But we must be born again, because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. A man of the dust cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. This is what the Spirit of God is here to do. Amen. The Spirit of God is not here to better your human life. Amen. He's not trying to make you better on the outside. Amen. He's here to put you to death. Amen. Because the man of the dust is only worthy of one thing, and that's to die. Amen. He's a man of sin. He has to be destroyed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, anybody, that's why Jesus Christ says, anybody that loves himself more than me is not worthy of a kingdom. Amen. If you love your outer self, you love your life in this world of outer appearances, more than the life on the inside of you, the spiritual man in your inside, who walks in relation to the invisible God, you are not worthy of God's kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You have to ask God to give you the spirit to hate the lie. Amen. And to love the truth. Hate the lie. The lie is your outer self. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So we have to be born again. Amen. Somebody said, but how do I be born again? How can I be born again? Well, what should I do? Hallelujah. What you now have to do is to learn to do what? Listen to the Spirit of God. listening to the voice of the trumpet, the Spirit, because our salvation comes by hearing. Amen. 24 hours a day, you're always hearing. Do you know that? You're always receiving. Amen. What you receive is what will make you or destroy you. Amen. If you receive continuously the wisdom of this world, which is actually the wisdom of the serpent, of the dust, the spirit of this world, amen. Amen. You will continuously be blinded and bound to the things that pertain to man, to this corruptible system. But if you receive and listen to the voice of the Spirit, which is actually the trumpet, amen. Some people are waiting for a trumpet, a physical trumpet, to sound someday in the sky. Amen. But the trumpet of the Lord is actually the voice of the Spirit that goes forth revealing the truth. Amen. Amen. If we follow the guidance of the Spirit, what happens is that in our consciousness, there will be a type of evolution, there is a transformation. Let's go down to verse 50, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. I want us to examine this transformation that occurs within the saints. Okay, are we there?
Yes.
Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be what? Changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Hallelujah. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible must have put on incorruption, and this mortal must have put on immortality, then shall be brought to the pass, saying, death is swallowed up in victory. Now let's stop here. Of course, we know that the last enemy that is to be destroyed is what? Is death. Amen. And I've defined death as what? A spiritual phenomenon. You know, our separation from God. Hallelujah. That is death. That is the cause of torment. That is why people grow thorns and thistles. Chuku chuku. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. That's why people are under the curse, because they are what? Far away from God. The Bible says the nations that are far away from God will what? Will be destroyed. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So the last trumpet, which is actually the message of truth, it is the message of the kingdom, it's actually the evangel, it's actually the gospel. Somebody said, but what haven't I heard the gospel before? Just receive with humility what I'm saying today. Because someday you remember I told you. Okay. So somebody said, but I mean, what do you mean? Which gospel again? The gospel, we're talking of the message of the kingdom. This is the same trumpet that Jesus sounded when he was calling people into God's kingdom. Amen. Amen. And this is something that is continuous, not something that, you know, these are things that are present and continuous. Hallelujah. Amen. If you are here in this generation and you can hear the voice of the trumpet, which is the voice of truth, revealing the thoughts of God, revealing the deep things of God. Amen. Amen. Revealing the spiritual mind of God to us. If we can hear this trumpet and conform ourselves, our thinking pattern to that of God, we shall what? Be transformed. Because it's all in the mind. Amen. Amen. The transformation occurs where? In the mind. Amen. Amen. To be carnally minded is what? Is death. But to be spiritually minded is what? Is life eternal. Is Christ. Amen. Amen. That's why it says, put on the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, the mind that was in Christ. Hallelujah. It's a spiritual concept. This thing occurs in your mind. Amen. Your mind determines whether you live your life in hell or you walk in the heavens. Hallelujah. Your mind determines whether you remain bound to corruption as a sinner, bound with lust and all that kind of thing, or you are set loose to walk in the heavens free from sin. It all depends on your mind. Hallelujah. If you are a carnally minded creature, you will be corrupted with lust. Amen. But if you receive the thoughts of God as it sounds from the trumpet, and your mind is single towards God, amen, you have a single eye listening to the Lord, receiving from the Lord, changing your thinking, transforming your thinking. Hallelujah. Be not conformed to the world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen? Amen. And as the mind is being renewed, you begin to be set free from all those, you know, things that have what bound you to the earth. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You shall know the truth that you are actually a celestial being. You've lived as a corruptible mortal, you know, creature, because you thought so. Your mind, you know, was fixed on this. You are modeled into this system from the day you are born into this world. Hallelujah. From the day you are born, you are modeled, and you are, you know, you attach yourself to the outer world. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of God now comes to set you free, so that you can say that I am not of this world, like Jesus Christ says, I'm not of this world. Amen. Amen. And from above, and what? You are from the beneath. Hallelujah. Amen. We shall become like that company in the heavens, the company of saints redeemed from the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. So we escape the powers of corruption. We escape the sinful nature by the knowledge of Christ. Isn't it what we read in Peter the other day? First Peter or Second Peter? See, we escape the corruption that is in this world by what? Getting this knowledge, this mystery about Christ in us. It's not a joking matter. Amen. Hallelujah. This is what makes us escape the corruption of this world, and what exalts us from the lower realms of dust. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, Jesus Christ made one striking statement. He says that any man that sins is a slave to what? To sin. If you sin, if you still sin, you are a slave to sin. But if the Son of Man set you free, you shall be what? Free indeed. Amen. And that is the liberty of the Spirit that we are being brought into. Total liberty. Hallelujah. You can come to a place where you are totally doused in the love of God. You can come to the place where you are totally, you do not want to harm anybody anymore. Amen? Amen. Where you do not have those problems of lust and, you know, problems that men have anymore. But you stand in the glory of God, in the richness of God's glory. Unmovable. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And that is our prize. That is our goal as Christians. Amen? That is the goal of our calling, to attain to this realm, to realize Christ, that I may know Him, that I may what? Be found in Him. Oh, hallelujah. This is what it's all about. Amen. Hallelujah. You just have to sit down and meditate, because this kind of preaching, you will not hear it with big preachers, with people with television studios and, you know, big, you will not hear this kind of preaching with them. Amen. So it's always good to sit down and ask God, God, this thing, let's show me this thing. Amen. And the Father will definitely show us. Hallelujah. So this is the work of the Spirit today. He's guiding us. Hallelujah. And transforming us from earthly creatures into heavenly creatures. Amen. If we live in Christ, it is only then that we can boast and say, death, where is thy sting? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It is only there that we can have power over the grave. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because we are resurrected, we are awakened. Amen?
Amen.
We are being awoken out of, you know, the darkness and ignorance of this world. Amen. And we are being called into the light, into God's glorious light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then we can walk with joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In His presence is what? Fullness of joy. I so love that scripture. Psalm chapter 16. You know, I'm not so good at quoting and knowing chapters, but this is one I put in my mind. I read that thing almost every day. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He says that thou will not allow your Holy One to see corruption. Hallelujah. Amen. In thy right hand is what? Pleasures. Delights forevermore. Hallelujah. Your presence is the fullness of joy. The right hand of God talks of what? When you talk of power, it's the place of what? Power, authority. Amen. Hallelujah. We are being gathered back to the right hand of God. Amen. When nothing can touch you, nothing can pluck you, death can't touch you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Because He will not, the Holy One of God, who is the Holy One of God? Christ. Amen. And we are being called to be transformed into His image. He will not allow His what? Holy One. He said, I tell you the truth. Some of you will not see death. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many places do you hear them preach this kind of thing? They cannot. They don't have the license to, because they don't know it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Some of you standing here will not taste that. Because you will stand in the place where I stand. Amen.
Amen.
As the Holy One of God. Hallelujah. As the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can spirit die?
Yeah.
Can light die?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So it's just a matter of awakening our consciousness.
Yeah.
Amen. Awakening and learning to live by faith in relation to God's presence. You know, no more according to our own ability or intelligence or living in relation to the outer world. It's a gradual process that we build up ourselves daily. See, that's why the Bible says, you take up your cross daily and follow me. It's a transformation that occurs continuously on and on. You have to strive. It's not easy, because as you are going on this journey, at times some kind of, you know, obstacles come on the way. Your family, your friends, your finances, and all these things. But you have anybody that will inherit life has to what? Be determined. Amen.
Amen.
To be priest with God and priest with men. You remember Isaac? Is he the one that wrestled with the angel?
Jacob.
The Bible says he wrestled with the angel overnight. He was determined. You see, to inherit this thing, you must be determined. Amen. He had nothing to lose if he wanted to go and sleep. But he held that angel to wrestle with him and say, you must bless me. When the day was done, the angel finally blessed him and left. So you are a priest with God and a priest with men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See it? You have to throw away sleep. You have to be determined.
Amen.
Amen. Be like a madman at times.
Mm-hmm.
Like a stupid fool at times. But you must be determined.
Amen.
Amen. Otherwise, you can't. This is something. You see, to come out to that perfect day. You notice that the day dawned before the angel blessed him.
Mm-hmm.
See, you have to hold on to God. Hold on to this message. Follow Him daily. Learn to detach ourselves, because again, I've discovered attachment with too much outsiders and friends and all these things, they don't pay. You see it? People who will find God are those who can be able to be solitary. Solitary with God. That's why Jesus Christ will always go away from people. Get our point? Solitary. Listening and meditating in the voice of what God. Amen. Receiving counseling from the Lord. Is it in Psalm 16? Psalm 16, it says that the Lord will guide him by His counsel. Instruction. See, this is the impartation of the Spirit of God. Daily. You see, the psalmist says in Psalm 16, he says that, whom do I have in heaven or on earth apart from God? That means we have to come to a place where we walk strictly with who? With God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. No family member, no friend, nothing. Just you and God. You cannot enter in twos or threes. Every man has to work out his what? His salvation. Amen. The best you can do is to tell your person around you about it, but you cannot carry another person to enter God's kingdom. No, you can't. It's the person that has to enter in for himself. Amen. And Jesus Christ didn't go and start struggling with his brothers that they should be born again. And you know some of them didn't believe him. Now I hear preachers saying that if all members of the family are not born again, there's something wrong with you. Amen. So we just thank God for his word. We just have to be determined and recognize what the hope of our calling is. Amen. You see, the seed should not be mixed. Let the goal be single. Let us understand what we want from our calling in Christ. Amen. Amen. We don't want riches. Amen. We don't want, you know, properties. We don't want promotion and all that. We don't want hell. What we want is what? Christ. That is our goal. Because I know in him I'm what?
Complete.
Hallelujah. Father, we glorify your name. Thank you.